Welcome to Basic Business AI, a podcast dedicated to simple AI strategies for businesses who don't want to get an advanced tech degree or hire some marketing bro. I'm your host, Ana Gonzalez, and you can find me on social media at Ana.Prime. We bring on regular business owners like you and me to discuss practical strategies, ideas, and perspectives about AI without getting too far into the weeds of the tech. BBAI is sponsored by Anabots. Did you know companies that respond to customer inquiries in less than 1 minute have a 400% higher chance of closing the deal? Our AI-powered assistants have an average response time of 9 seconds, meaning you can close more sales without generating more leads. No tech skills are needed, and you can get started in less than 5 minutes. Go to anabots.ai to learn more. Once more, that's anabots.ai. Today's guest is Adam McChesney. Adam is a serial entrepreneur based in St. Louis, Missouri, and he is the owner and founder of Builders of Authority and co-owner of Autoglass Repair of STL. Adam, welcome to Basic Business AI.
Thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
I'm excited to have you here. So, from your perspective, how is AI reshaping the future of your industry?
So I'm primarily focused right now in personal branding. I've spent the last 6 years in digital marketing and doing the agency work. Now a lot of it is consulting and coaching. And specifically around the digital marketing space, I think you're going to see a shift, and you're already starting to kind of see it. But I think agencies and marketers in general are turning and need to turn more to strategists and consultants than just pressing a bunch of buttons. Because we're seeing, and I'm leveraging a lot of AI tools specific around SEO and ChatGPT and even some paid ad stuff that are just taking out about 50% of the actual workload that a lot of agencies used to do. And so a lot of companies see that. I start promoting these AI tools and I show them how I'm using it. And they think that by them going and starting to use it, that it's just going to fix every problem that they have in their business. But the difference on how I use it is I also bring that strategy and consulting aspect to it. So I think that's where digital marketing is going. You're already starting to see a lot of that stuff and will only continue here over the next couple of years.
Yes. Something that I've seen a lot is that people are trying to replace themselves with AI. And they think that it's going to be a clone and it's just going to be doing whatever I do and I don't have to do anything else. And no, it's just here to make you better and to augment your powers. What you said about the strategies that you build, let's get tactical. What are some practical applications that you do in your business? How do you use those strategies?
Yeah, so I own a couple of different companies. And then again, I coach and consult people on how to use like the AI SEO tool, for example. And so specifically around that, I use the strategy and the data to help me put in what I need to into those tools. But what that tool will initially give me, right? Because like all these AI tools, like whether it's ChatGPT or this AI SEO tool, like it will pull in information based on the data that you give it. But if you give it bad information or you give it no information, it's going to spit out something super generic. And so a lot of people are just like, hey, I'm going to go buy this AI tool or I'm going to go start using AI and I expect it to do X. You don't feed and give enough information to the AI tool in order to get out what you're looking for. So I'm teaching people and helping people understand is like for this AI tool specifically is you can do in anywhere from 30 minutes to a couple of hours, what used to take you almost a year's worth of time to do from an SEO perspective, you can do that in a much shorter period of time. But part of it is because we're using AI, but the other part of it is that I know what to feed the tool.
Yes.
So that's the biggest difference.
Yes. So important. I think that you're using a very important keyword here, tool. AI is a tool. That's it. And it is how we use it. Like how we learn how to use it dictates how we can leverage it. And another thing that is very important that you said is the quality of your input dictates the quality of the output that you're going to get. Like if you ask Whitney Houston to sing, she's going to sing like an angel. But if you ask me to sing, oh my gosh. I pity you guys. What are some general ideas or like some concerns or misunderstandings that you've seen? Like, we've all seen people who say, oh, it's going to take my job. Are there any other things that you've seen?
I think obviously that's like a big one. I think that a lot of people are thinking of the extremes of like, oh my gosh, it's literally going to replace what my company is doing and more. But I think the people that are solution oriented, the ones that like have always kind of been ahead of the curve, are the ones that you're already seeing like adapt and embrace AI. Like I was one of the, I'm not going to say I was like one of the first adopters because I wasn't. Because I kind of thought it was a little bit of like a fad, if you will. But I adopted it probably about a year ago. And I don't consider myself like the most knowledgeable around AI as a whole, but I use some very, very specific tools on a daily basis to help guide me along what I need to be already doing. And so it's making what I'm already doing just that much better. And so I think the people that struggle with it or the people that are concerned about AI, is they're testing out AI in a variety of different things in areas they've never done anything with, right? So they're like, oh my gosh, AI is so complicated. It's so techy. It's so confusing. But you're like trying to be a car mechanic with some of this AI stuff when you've never touched a car in your life. Like you need to be using AI and leveraging it and adopting it and embracing it to doing what you're already doing. And you're going to be ahead of the curve versus trying to do the shiny object thing and go test everything and figure out how to transform your whole business and life by doing everything with AI.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes. Use AI with what you already know, what you're already doing. There's a universe of tools out there, and you don't have to use them all. You don't have to learn them all. Just like one or two that align with what you're doing. Thank you for that. Thank you so much for that. So, Adam, tell us about who you serve and how people can reach out to you.
Yeah, so in our mastermind, we have group mastermind, one-on-one coaching, and then consulting stuff through Builders of Authority. We help entrepreneurs become the authorities in their industries to their ideal clients. So organic social media posting, being a podcast guest, or starting your own podcast, speaking on stage, throwing events, all those different things, right? And then we do kind of bring a digital marketing, like here's digital marketing stuff you could be doing on your own twist to it. And so typically they're entrepreneurs that maybe they have multiple businesses, or they're a marketing agency, or they're a contractor in very competitive spaces. And we help them break through a lot of the noise, put together strategies that make the most sense, and then provide consistent like training twice a week, for example, on what they need to be doing, the latest and greatest stuff. And so you can connect with me on Facebook. That's probably gonna be the easiest way to connect with me. I can go through all the different stuff we have available within Builders of Authority, but my name is Adam McChesney. You'll actually see me with a similar red shirt with my AM logo on there. But we do have a free Facebook group called Builders of Authority. If you go type that into the search bar, you'll see all the different stuff that we're doing. And we provide a lot of free content on the daily basis.
Awesome. So we're going to wrap from here. Thanks to our guest, Adam McChesney, for joining us for a practical conversation about AI and its potential for business. You can learn more about what he does by visiting him on Facebook, Adam McChesney, or going to his group, Builders of Authority. If you run a business of any size and you have some ideas or strategies around the topic of AI, we'd love to have you on for a future episode as well. We interview business owners of all levels of experience and exposure to AI so we can represent all voices, especially the 90% of us who are curious about AI, but not trying to be tech geniuses. Apply for a future episode by going to basicbusinessai.com. And one more time, if you want to install a 24/7 AI sales and support team for less than 10% of the cost of a single employee, get yourself an Anabot. Learn more at anabots.ai. See you next time on Basic Business AI. Oh, and by the way, if you like this episode, tell your friends. See you later.